This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. The early Monday morning fire that destroyed the Oil Trough City Hall and Community Center building has been classified by insurance inspectors as arson. That according to an Independence County police report that quoted Oil Trough Mayor Bobby Davis. Inspectors said evidence at the scene, both inside and outside the building, indicated the fire had been purposely set. Damage to the building is estimated at $250,000. Other losses included $10,000 in office furniture and equipment and a missing bag of water department payments estimated at $1,500. Police investigators say in all, four felonies were committed: commercial burglary, theft, arson, and first-degree criminal mischief. A 20-year-old Independence County man's been charged with residential burglary and theft. Court documents say Joshua C. Lancaster is accused by investigators with the burglary of a residence in the 3300 block of Shade Tree Drive. Authorities say Lancaster stole four rifles, a shotgun, and a muzzleloader. Police say he took two of the rifles to a Southside residence and traded them for meth. Lancaster's bond has been set at $5,000. Today, on the 199th anniversary of one of the largest earthquakes ever to strike the U.S., the Federal Emergency Management Agency, known as FEMA, has a ready campaign encouraging all Americans to prepare for earthquakes and other disasters by making a New Year's resolution to resolve to be ready. The earthquake took place in the New Madrid seismic zone, which is the site of several of the largest historic earthquakes to ever strike the continental U.S. and remains a significant risk today. On December 16, 1811, the first of three quakes struck in that zone. The earthquake caused strong shaking throughout the central U.S., including what is now the location of Memphis, Tennessee, and its impacts were felt as far away as Washington and Ohio. Each of these earthquakes caused sand to erupt at the surface, triggered landslides, and was followed by dozens of large aftershocks. The largest of the earthquakes in the series occurred on February 7, 1812, in New Madrid, Missouri, causing large areas to be uplifted or dropped down in elevation. With the growth of population throughout that seismic region since 1811, if an earthquake of that size occurred today, it would be catastrophic to the region.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Elsewhere in the news, about 3,600 workers in the State Highway and Transportation Department are getting raises. The increases approved yesterday by the State Highway Commission will start showing up in paychecks next month. Just moments ago, we were talking about earthquakes. Tuesday night, an earthquake occurred in northeastern Arkansas, the magnitude 2.1, causing no damage. It was centered south of Brooklyn and northeast of Jonesboro, and not too far from New Madrid, Missouri. And two Independence County men have been charged in circuit court with a total of 12 felonies. The arrest of 46-year-old Dennis Clay West of Locust Grove and 43-year-old James Edwin Bumpus of North Batesville came after search warrants were served on West residents on Locust Grove Road. Police say they found meth and cocaine along with a variety of illegal weapons. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.